Oh, look who it is. It's Dave Lane.
Hello, Invasion.
Hello, Dave. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy sabbatical season to all who celebrate.
Indeed. I am excited, Davey, because I will be joining the Hardline on Thursday.
That's right. We're doing a wife swap.
That's happening on Thursday.
I forgot about that.
Corby will work 9-1 with Matt, and I will join the Hardline 3-7. I won't reveal the details of Davey and I's text thread because we wouldn't have a job. But other than that, I'm pretty pumped up, man. Pretty excited.
Yeah, I mean, this is all to accommodate Corby and his rich friends.
He's got a sweet night at the World Cup.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be. I don't know if he's going to be in a suite, but he is going to the what is it? Sweden? I can't remember.
Japan, I believe.
Right. Oh, Sweden.
So is he
going to
be on the bench?
He'll be on the pitch. Maybe he'll walk out with the players, like holding hands, like the kids.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, he could pass for Japanese, so he might end up playing.
So, Davey,
and,
I was...
Yeah, and then he also said that he's going to attempt to stick around and do Texas Live for the USA-Turkey game.
I heard that, and you know what? This World Cup has just been exciting because it's made people who are not even... I wouldn't even say casual fans. It's just people want to go out and check everything, like the watch parties. Like, my wife has even said that. She hasn't even thought about soccer at all, but she's seen everyone's reaction to everything that's going on and said, man, I wouldn't mind going to a watch party. And I really enjoyed your story, Davey, about going to the fan fest at Fair Park. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to give a rip about soccer to get into the spirit of the World Cup and just to like to party. I mean, soccer fans, especially international soccer fans, love to party. And if you want to just glom onto that, I think it's a great excuse to get out.
Yeah, I that's a lot of people down there at FanFest.
We went on Saturday morning. We went on Saturday morning, and it was a very comfortable crowd. You weren't having to fight for shade or resources. So it wasn't any kind of Mad Max situation.
Okay, that's good. Because the footage that I've seen from down there, I'm like, man, I don't think I could handle that.
Well, they did. It was sold out for the Mexico, South Korea game on Thursday. So those are the scenes that you've probably seen.
Okay, all right, I got you.
Yeah, so that was an anomaly. I think for the most part, outside of Mexico and U.S. games, it's probably maybe as much as half full. At least that's what it was or what it seemed when we were out there.
David, do you get nervous around crowds? I work with a lot of people who aren't very comfortable around people. Is that you?
I am a walking contradiction because I definitely have social anxiety. I don't do well in one-on-one situations. Like if I'm having to chat up with a stranger, I run out of things to say real fast, and then I get really uncomfortable, and then I'm looking for ways to escape. But when it comes to big crowds, you know, in my younger days, I was Festival Dave, and I used to go to jam-packed, nut-to-butt music festivals all the time. And I remember I bonded with a girl I was dating because we were going through Austin City Limits, and you know, I was like, just follow me. I was like, I'm really good at navigating crowds, and she was like, me too. So we bonded over that.
It seems like that hurts your game if you are one-on-one situations where you don't, you know, you get nervous if you're having that one-on-one conversation.
Yeah. I don't have any game. I don't know if you know this, but I don't have any game.
But obviously you have some. You got your wife.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had three of them, so I mean, I'm doing something right, but
yeah, you are.
And then they all leave. So I don't know.
That's the problem. It's the endless cycle.
Yeah. You just got to keep churning the roster. But
it's like, all right, who's next?
I don't know. I've gotten better, but I would always approach any kind of social situation from a deficit. Like I would feel like this person already hates me, so I need to make up for that ground that I've lost already before I've even opened my mouth.
They don't even know you. Why would you think
I know? It's you're getting a glimpse inside my brain. That's just how my brain works.
It's kind of funny, though. You approach somebody, and they're like, hey, how you doing? Oh, God, this person hates me.
Oh, my God, they hate me already.
They spoke to you. They don't hate you.
Hey, man, you okay? I know you hate me.
What can I do to make up for it? I'm sorry.
Man, I feel like that's the thinking of a lot of people. I feel like I'm in the minority of...
Everybody loves me.
No.
Oh, look at you. No, that's great.
No.
Yeah,
I don't think
you're
that
Cedric
at all.
The Entertainer.
Yeah. I don't think that at all, but I feel like I can talk my way through. Oh, I don't assume that the person hates me from first glance.
Yeah, that's my own mental torture that I've gotten better about. I have gotten better about, but in my younger days, that was, especially when it comes to women, you know. When you feel like you have zero chance,
fair.
But
yeah.
when you go in thinking you have zero chance, but then you convince yourself, well, if I never take a chance, then I have absolutely no chance. You know, you have to torture yourself to work yourself up to talking to them. And then you're like, oh man, I'm failing.
No, that's true. Because if I were to approach a female and think, okay, there's no way I have a chance. I think it does alter my thinking as far as what I say. I'll speak and talk to anyone. I don't care about that. But if I were approaching someone thinking, okay, man, she's really good looking. Let me see if I have a possibility. That was very few and far between. I never really approached it like that. It was always just a hi, because I felt like if you got to know me, then
you'd like me.
Then I'd be okay.
Right.
But
yeah, well, see, that's my
problem.
You got to know
me,
but I'm done.
That is the gift of either complete ignorance or supreme confidence is the don't give an F attitude whenever you're talking to anyone. You know, if you just go into a conversation or meeting someone and you have zero expectations of what's going to come of this and you really don't care what they think and you just, you know, are being yourself and being authentic, then that is the best thing. But I just have too many mental hurdles to get there.
It can be a lot sometimes because I always had the problem where, especially like if they made it obvious and they're making the eye contact and stuff, like, okay, I'm going to go say hey. But if they're out with a friend or something, then I go, why? Like if I was hanging out with my friend and you came over, am I interrupting you? And I would always, like sometimes I would just walk up and like, hey, is it going to piss you off if I talk to you?
Wow. That seems like a...
Just because you're hanging out with your friends, and for all I know, like, you just wanted a girls' night, and here comes this guy, like, geez, leave me alone.
Yeah. You definitely, you worry about the fact that you're immediately the topic of conversation as soon as you turn around and walk away.
Right.
But that's everybody, right? Even the girls would think that.
I know. I had an experience when I was in college where I met a girl at a party. And she was a couple years older than me. I think I was a sophomore and she was a senior. And, you know, I thought she was just, you know, this incredibly worldly woman. And I was really blown away the fact that she was even talking to me. And so I got her number. And then it was maybe a few days later that I called her to see if she wanted to go out and have coffee or have a drink or something. And she was like, can you hold on for a second? And this is back in the days of call waiting.
Oh,
and
no.
So she had been on the phone with a friend of hers when I called. And so she answers my call and then she clicks over, but it's still me. And she was like, oh my God. I was like, it's still me. And she goes, oh my God. And then clicked over to her friend. So I knew I had no chance at that point.
You won't believe who just actually
called me. I can't believe
he
really called me.
Yeah, I always felt like my phone game was top notch.
Yeah, if you get him on the phone, because
my in-person game was not as
good as
the phone game. I felt my phone game was spectacular.
Would you really put it on when you get on the phone?
No.
So what are you wearing tonight?
No, nothing like that.
Get your vocal fry going.
You know why they call me Donnie Do?
I like to poop.
It wasn't anything like that. I just felt like the topics of conversation I had, I don't know if I listed it beforehand, but I felt like I was pretty good at steering conversations that were fun and it was like, I can tie a tie really fast.
You want to watch me?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you don't have to, you're not dealing with visual cues, body language when you're on the phone. So you can be a little bit more free with your conversation.
Sure.
And I was always so short, Davey. I was 5'2 going to the 11th grade. So I felt like I was at a disadvantage to begin with. So I felt like I had to have my conversation game at its height, because looking at me felt like it was immediate friend zone.
Yeah. I mean, we would have been wrecked if we were kids now, because everybody FaceTimes. There's no way to hide.
Well, I can hide. I can just sit down. I can hide the fact that I'm tiny on a FaceTime.
Stand on a step stool so it looks like the pictures are real low behind you in the wall.
He's a really tall guy. I kind of like him. And what's that whole deal with just being tall? You guys got the height gene and I didn't. I had to work twice as hard because I was so tiny.
Yeah, but
did you get gravity boots, like to try and stretch yourself out?
Dude, you want to talk about ankle weights? Trying to
really to see if you would grow,
dude. I tried it all.
But
whatever.
You were small when Webster was popular. Did you ever get anything from that?
No, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said. You think Webster was just lining them up and knocking them down?
I don't know. Maybe they thought you were on TV.
I wasn't that tiny, idiot. Jeez, no, and that meant nothing. So whatever there was to try and see if you can get taller, I tried.
Emmanuel and Donovan Lewis.
Right?
No?
No.
It never worked?
Yeah, no.
Lean into it.
Yeah, why not?
Come on, call me
ma'am. Come on.
I had the advantage of height and hair, but it didn't really pay as many dividends as those without those things would think.
Yeah. I felt like if you really wanted to date a scarecrow, then I was probably your guy. Just a stick figure looking guy back in the day. I mean, I'm still pretty lean, but I mean, it was even worse in high school and college.
Yeah. I did see the aspect that I didn't have was money and charisma. So those things were lacking.
Lacking in that department.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a little reel on my doom scroll this morning as this female comedian, and she was lampooning the HR videos that we have to watch for Cumulus.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
It was is this sexual harassment? And this guy comes up to her in the office and makes some lewd comment, and the voiceover says, Chad is 6'4", and his dad owns the company. So, no, this is not sexual harassment.
So, that's about right, though. Feels like it sometimes.
That's the one thing, man. I did not like tall dudes. I envied you guys so much.
Yeah, we were your enemy.
Oh, seriously. And any girl who would just look up at a guy, and they're all dreamy, and then they'll put their arm on top of my head because I'm so short. Like, look at Lil Donovan. It's like, oh, my.
Lil Donovan.
Couldn't stand it, man. It was,
hey, Lil, when did you hit your growth spurt? When did you become normal human? When was your growth spurt to become a real boy?
It was the summer before my junior year of high school is when I grew like 4 inches. I was like 5'6", and I was happy. I was like, okay, it's not 5'2". I know I'm still short. Man, but 5'6" is way better than what it was. And
what then
right
now?
Before I went to college is when I grew to about 5'9". And it's like, okay, well, I feel like that's going to be it.
Yeah, 5'9" is solid, though. 5'2" as a freshman, sophomore in high school.
You're a solid 5'10" in my mind.
I appreciate that. And I will say 5'10". That's what I say my height is. But just like all the basketball players.
Because that's almost 6 foot. I mean, you're damn near 6 foot.
My butt off. I'm not 5'10". But that's what I'm going to say. That's what's on my driver's license.
5'10"?
So I can get away with it. But they say, hey, you say it's 5'10". Well, I'm not 5'10", so it's not me.
Yeah, when you walk out of the 7-Eleven, they're like, that dude's not 5'10".
Right. And they just pass me
on the door.
There's no way he's 5'10".
It's ridiculous.
I would say that I'm very hard pressed to be 5'9".
So you think you're shorter than 5'9"?
With, I mean, as we get older, we shrink. Our spine is compressed. So, yeah, you're probably back to 5'6".
Gravity pulls you
down. No, I'm not 5'6". Why are you doing that to me? Why are you trying to give me back into those days?
I'm sorry. But when you did go from 5'3 to 5'6 before junior year, did you have girls look at you a little different, or were you still like eye to eye with them and they wouldn't give you the time of day?
No, I can send you a picture from my junior year and you'll see that they still probably didn't pay too much attention to me. But I got a little bit cooler my senior year of high school. And then when I went to college and I joined my fraternity and all that, then I was like, okay, I'm fine. Once I got to like 5'9", I felt really good about everything.
And, you know, that's when you had hair too. So you could adjust that.
Not a lot. Not a lot of hair, Davey.
Hair and height. Look at you.
I have a picture in my phone that you are going to laugh at me when I send it to you. That was my junior year.
You never did the kid read?
Did I what? No, heck no.
You never did the kid read?
No. I didn't have a lot of hair, man. I really didn't. Really? I was probably one of the first ones with the close college cut, and I felt really good about it. All right, let's put up the signal.
You're a handsome man. You're a handsome man.
Thank you.
No matter how much hair you have, no matter how tall you are, Donnie is a handsome
man. There's only one person that needs to agree with you right now, and I think she does on some days. Maybe like 3 days a week.
Well, it's been that way for 30 years, so I think you're doing something right.
I know. It's been 3 days a week.
You're more right than I've been.
Tell Twiggy I would.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that will make a difference to her. She'll look at me differently tonight. Hi, Davey. Thank you so much.
Hi, Davey.
That's the signal.
Bye, Davey.
We do it every Tuesday night.